The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. A show that looks good, feels good, and sounds good. This is When in Rome with Stuart Rome.
Welcome back to a fresh new When in Rome with Stuart Rome. He is Stuart Rome, the owner of the Woodhouse Day Spa, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. I am Tony Curry. I am so sorry to our allegiance of fans, our P1s, our thousands of fans who love this show. This is a very unique show. It's a hybrid show in that we not only talk about the Woodhouse Day Spa and lots of your emails, info@tonycurryradio.net, info@tonycurryradio.net. We always get great emails on the show, but also we play classic rock, and we lost an absolute legend this week. And that's where he's going to center his theme around this week. That, of course, being Ace Frehley of Kiss. It is Stuart Rome. Stuart, what is going on, brother? Welcome back, man. I thought maybe you were starting to put the diss on me, man. I was feeling smoked. What they call it, smoke?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I got busy stuff to do. I had to go see Sammy Hagar's birthday bash in Cabo. I had to go to Vegas. I mean, you know, I got things to do.
So, yeah, tell me where, because I think this is the first show we've done in about 3 weeks. Give me your itinerary, because you sent me some pictures, but tell me exactly where you've all been, because it's quite amazing.
Well, I went to Vegas. We went to Cabo for a week. We scored those tickets to Sammy Hagar's birthday bash the first night, which was awesome, down at Cabo while I was born in Cabo.
Fantastic.
And he had a special guest. He had Alice in Chains up there playing some stuff, which is cool. There was one more out-of-town trip, and I can't even think of where the hell it was, but it was a wedding. It wasn't like like real fun, you know?
Yeah.
But, so it's been like 3 weeks straight, and I think maybe in between all that stuff, I got back to Birmingham, you know, probably for 2 or 3 days, but that's pretty much it.
Well, I know you're busy.
But now I'm back in it because, you know, we get into the holiday season.
And, yeah, you are.
I'm actually going over a bunch of marketing stuff today with my staff. And then, you know, from here on out, I'll be here pretty often, I would think.
Good. And we need to have pick up our shows. And we've been playing some replays, but those aren't as good as the real deal. And we also need to get you back on our television show on ABC 3340 is in time for, of course, the holiday season, because it's coming around there. And I can't believe I'm saying this. We're 2 months away from Christmas, brother. I mean, it's like people are already like stacking the boxes out front for their Halloween shit to put it away so they can get their Christmas stuff. Seriously, the guy down the street, he does like, he's got 15 inflatables for the Halloween season, and he's got like 35, and he's already got his Christmas stuff up. So he's going to take one down and put the next one up. So it's on, brother. It's on. Talk about the Woodhouse Day Spa site, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. It's fantastic. Easy to navigate even for a dumbass like me. You can find everything. Of course, the gift card's always the way to go. But talk about your site and what you've changed. I know we did some stuff around Auburn, Alabama. It's college football season. Brother, it's week eight. It's week eight of college football already. Your Bayou Bengal Tigers having a pretty good season, but just talk about the site a little bit.
Yeah, so, you know, we talked about the updated online booking system, which we implemented about a month ago. It's been going great. Good feedback on that. It's kind of streamlined some things even more. It was good before, but I think it's a lot better now. And in about 3 weeks, we're going to post the holiday packages.
Nice.
Specials, things like that. We're still not exactly sure, you know, all the details as far as what we're going to offer with the gift cards. But I know we're going to do a Black Friday special. We're going to do a Cyber Monday gift card special. So a lot of good, real good stuff coming up. And of course, we always have the 6 to 5 series special that's year round, which is, you pay for 5 services, you get a 6-1 free on your account. So that's always a great special. So yeah, tons and tons and tons of stuff coming up in next month.
Fantastic. Info@tonycurryradio.net. Info@tonycurryradio.net. We obviously lost a great one. What was he? 73, I believe he was.
He was young.
He really was. And, you know, 73 is about the average age for the average man in America. But, I mean, for rockers, man, we don't see rockers die at the age of 73. They're all up in their upper. They just don't die. And so,
he must have not done enough drugs back in the day.
Maybe not. Well, and the thing is, man, I went through something about a year and a half ago. I think you remember we were talking. I was starting to fall a lot. I was having some dizzy spells and stuff, and I couldn't. And it was all coming from my neck. And I was like, "Screw this stuff!" Because man, when you're 6'5" and you fall, the bigger the tree, right? And I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to be one of these poor bastards who breaks a hip, you know, at 65 and ends up dying because of it. So I went and got fixed and I feel fantastic. But yeah, he actually fell and had complications from a fall. Everyone thought he was going to be okay and he passed away. So of all the guys in Kiss, it's Paul Stanley, it's Gene Simmons, and then it's Ace Frehley, right?
Yep.
I mean, you could throw Peter Criss in there too, but I mean, for the most part, people actually know who Ace Frehley is. Just tell me any story you have about any time you've ever seen Kiss in concert. I'm sure you've seen them live.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. Peter Criss left a lot earlier than anybody else. So he was gone a while back, but, I started following them when I was in grade school. And I used to get all those stupid magazines, you know.
Like, yeah.
I forgot even the names of them, but used to cut out all the crap. And sometimes they'd have like a poster inside you could pull out. And I had like, you know, Kiss all over, pinned up in my room. My parents probably didn't like it because I used like regular pins in the wall and there's holes all over the place. But yeah, so I had all that crap up there. And I remember way back when I was in grade school, Kiss was coming to New Orleans. I mean, we're talking late 70s. And I really wanted tickets. But I sent my poor grandmother, but back in the, now that I think about it, she was probably like 35, you know? Yeah. She went to try to get tickets. That's when you had to go actually show up and buy the tickets and hang, you know, in person. And we couldn't get them, of course. It took me another, it was a good 15 years probably before I got to see him for the first time when they came back to New Orleans. Of course, Peter Criss wasn't with them, but the other three were. And I've seen him twice. I took my nephew the first time, and he was probably only 10. And Ted Nugent opened for him. That was in New Orleans.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I remember that tour. I do.
So, yeah, I mean, I go all the way back to grade school with these guys. And, I'll admit it's not my favorite band, but it was my favorite band back then because, you know, the makeup and all that stuff as a kid, it was great. So, you hate to lose one of those guys, but that's just kind of what happens, you know?
Yeah, it really is from start to finish. One of the most successful, I will say the most successful business rock venture in the history of rock and roll. I mean, they have a Kiss coffin, for God's sake. So you can buy a Kiss on anything you want. And of course, Gene saw that. I remember the lunchbox thing. I had the Kiss lunchbox, the Kiss play toys. They were really the ones that kind of introduced all this different marketing stuff around their band and just made them such a household name. And, they did the farewell thing like 6 or 7 different times. I remember seeing them down at the BJCC. I forget who opened up for them. It may have been Def Leppard opened up for them. But I mean, it was just, you know, as long as Gene Simmons is there, it's Kiss. It'll always be Kiss with Gene Simmons. And of course, Paul Stanley, the singer, obviously is a big part of that too. But as long as Gene's up there wailing his tongue around all over the place, it's fantastic. All right.
Right.
So we're going to do Ace Frehley and Friends on the show today. Go ahead and give me your first Kiss song here, and then we'll rip into some other great classic rock and rolls. We got some emails to get into as well. Go.
Yeah, let's start with Shout Out Loud.
Shout Out Loud from Kiss. That's the kind of stuff you can hear on Tony Curry Radio. And of course, you hear this show live every Monday through Friday, at least 5 days a week, 5 o'clock, right here on Tony Curry Radio. Wherever you get your Spotify, wherever you get your social media, we put it out there as well. There are some sites that don't like us doing music, so they'll pull those things down. But you will find us, and simply you can listen to us right here at 5 o'clock on Tony Curry Radio every single day and get the show live. And that's the way a lot of people, we had like 15,000 folks listening last week, get the show. So keep that in mind. All right, info@TonyCurryRadio.net, info@TonyCurryRadio.net. You want to do some email questions?
Sure.
All right. Sylvia in Birmingham knows, she said, I know the Woodhouse Day Spa is a franchise deal. She wants to know from a business standpoint, does the Woodhouse Day Spa throw ideas to individual franchisees and then you get to pick what you want to do? Or are there some deals you have to do? Is the 6 for 5 something that you only do? How does it work from the top down when you're talking about a franchise like the Woodhouse Day Spa? And I guess that would probably answer the question for a lot of different franchises out there, whether it's McDonald's or the Woodhouse Day Spa.
Yeah, I mean, there's some, you know, that is strictly by the book. You know, for example, like McDonald's, everybody's pretty much got the same menu.
Yeah.
Woodhouse is more flexible because we're all so different and we have, you know, very big spas, and we're all in all kind of different markets. And so we do get a choice of a lot of things. Like, for example, we just started at Christmas. We'll get several Christmas options that we can go with, and we'll pick from, you know, which packages we want to promote in our area, what promotions we want to promote. You know, we have some leeway as far as local design. If you like in Birmingham, if I want to promote a local jeweler or local somebody that makes jewelry locally, then promote that. So we definitely have more leeway than a lot of these other franchises. But of course, you know, we pretty much all have the same menu. We have the same services, although we don't have to offer all the services that are on the menu. For example, some wood houses don't offer nail services, but we do. Mm-hmm. So they don't have that on the menu, but we do. So the protocol is all the same. So if you go to one wood house, you should get the same services. You know, you go to another wood house in a different city. So yeah, it's flexible, but it's also it's consistent.
So if you had an idea that was not being done in a Woodhouse Day Spa, and how many locations are there now?
They're about 90 now.
Yeah, that's crazy. How many were there when you got to Birmingham?
In New Orleans when I opened, that was my first one. I was number 18. That's Birmingham crazy, man. Birmingham was 40 something, maybe.
Yeah, that should tell you just how this thing is growing. It's just amazing. And of course, the best will survive. All these other places are going by the wayside, but the Woodhouse Day Spa continues to grow, and they have a great growth mile. And of course, just from a business standpoint, I mean, it's just a wonderful business to be associated with. info@tonycurryradio.net. So if you got something new you want to do, and you think, wow, this could be really good for the Woodhouse Day Spa, how do you go about getting something like that introduced into your franchise? And does it have to be okayed by everybody? How's that work?
Yeah. So, for 4 years, I was on the Franchise Advisory Council. There's five owners on that nationwide. And we would get submissions from franchisees, and we'd look at it and we'd present it to Woodhouse Corporate. And, if it's good enough, we'd try it out. We could always try it out in one market and see how it goes before we say, yeah, this is a great idea. But they definitely listen. A lot of the, actually probably most of the ideas that have been implemented have come from individual franchisees rather than corporate, because, you know, they know we're on the ground. We know what we're looking at. So it's, they listen to all that stuff. They actually encourage, you know, franchisees to give them ideas of what we see out in the market and what the competition looks like and what we might want to add.
info@tonycurryradio.net. We got so many emails to get to, and the majority of them were like, where the hell's the show? So I just answered that question. He's back, folks. Just chill out. Chill out. Stuart Rome's here. Win at Rome is Stuart Rome. Make sure when you put Win at Rome, make sure you put with Stuart Rome on there, ROME, because there are several other different podcasts called Win at Rome. We want to make sure you're getting the best of the best. So check that out. Before you do, let's play another Kiss song because we always run out of time. Play another Kiss song here as we remember the great Ace Frehley here on this week's show. Go.
Yes, sir. We're going to do the famous Dr. Love.
I'm calling Dr. Love. Hey, listen, if you ever get a chance, and if you noticed that, we play the real versions of all the songs around here, okay? The real Dr. Love is like 4 minutes and 52 seconds long. We play the real deal around here. For years, people have gotten like that 3-minute version that was that top 40 version that Casey Kasem used to play, that crap. We play the real deal, and people are like, where'd you get that version? I'm like, that's the real version. That's the album version. Right. If you're listening to the album, you know what you're talking about. So
the one they play live.
Exactly.
Gene Simmons sticking his tongue out.
Yes, exactly. Great stuff. info@tonycurryradio.net. info@tonycurryradio.net. Speaking of tongue, and I just thought of this question before we get into emails. What types of spa treatments can you do for the mouth? And I know there's Botox to the lips. Is there anything specifically? Because I was thinking from top to bottom. There's all kinds of different things you can do for the forehead, for the feet, for the fingers. Is there anything specifically you can do for the mouth, or the inside of the mouth, or the health of the inside of the mouth?
Not so much the inside. You know, we typically, if you think of the mouth area, of course, we can do, you know, lips, those kind of things. But we do a lot of, you know, the crow's feet sometimes on the side of the mouth. With some of the anti-aging, the wrinkle stuff works there. That's fairly common. We also do, if you know, some ladies might have a little peach fuzz around the around the lips, we can, we'll do a derma plane, which is almost like a scalpel to get it off of there. Or we can do a wax, which we pull it off, lasts a little bit longer when you do a lip wax. So yeah, there's several different options, but nothing really on the inside.
All right. Sarah in Birmingham, she said several weeks ago, you were talking about these things on your eyelids. She said, it's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. And she goes, now I can't stop seeing it. She said, everywhere I go, there are stories on eyelid mites. Can you please describe what exactly they are? It's called blepharitis. I saw late at night, one of these pharma commercials, for if you got crusty eyes, like you wake up in the morning, you get crusty eyes, you know, I'm not talking like pink eye crust, but just like some crusty stuff, like beyond, sleepers, like little sleepers, you may have too many mites on your eyes. And I'm like, too many mites on my eyes. What are you talking about? Evidently there are mites that get into your eyelashes. They're small enough that normally they don't itch or they don't bother you. I guess it's kind of like the mites you find on your pillow or something. You do those sick things where they take the picture of the pillowcase after you lay on it for a couple of weeks. But evidently if you have too many, they can actually start having a little party and they smudge up against your eyelids. And I'll be honest with you, ever since we came with the story, I get more emails about these damn eye mites, than I've seen anywhere else. It is absolutely disgusting. And she's like, why in the hell did we not know more about this? And I'm like, I don't know. But
probably because it's disgusting.
It probably is. There is, you can go to, it's XDEMIVY. And I'm not even going to try to say what the solution is, but it's an eye solution. And you can go to amazon.com, getting rid of eyelash mites. It's called Demodex blepharitis. Eyelids with white crusty flakes in your eyelashes, itchy red eyes. You could have, eye mites. Oh, that's disgusting. It really is. But isn't it crazy that I had never heard of eye mites?
I hadn't either until you brought it up.
Until we brought it up on the show. That's pretty crazy stuff.
There's so many things you learn from us.
Really is. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Pete in Tuscaloosa wants to know about the growth of IV hydration industry. He wants to know about hydration spas, particularly. I guess if you go to T-Town, the last time I was up there, I was at a ball game and they've got these flyers that were hanging above the urinals, that you could go in and get, an IV, Monday morning at 6 o'clock that basically would flush all the alcohol and everything out of your system. So you could actually take a test. They're called IV tests. You could actually go. So if you get really, really drunk, and they're also saying it's great for hangovers too. But they basically ploy it. It's like if you got an exam coming up and you're too hungover to do an exam, come, because we'll flush you out. What do you know about hydration spas? It seems like it's something that's growing. I know that's just a one small example of how hydration go, but what other types of hydration is there in a spa setting?
So I've heard of, there's several, here in Birmingham and New Orleans, and basically they're just IV drips, you know, kind of like you'd get at the hospital that has a bag and they plug you into it. And basically it's going to, usually they're loaded with minerals and different things and, you know, electrolytes, especially all those kind of things that you're supposed to load into your body prior to drinking. But if you, you know, you don't do it prior to, I guess you can do it after.
Yeah.
And there's all kind of other formulas, IV formulas for just every, you know, every little thing. I'm not sure if they all work. I'm not sure if even I've heard the hangover ones do work, but it depends on what place you go to and the concentration of the electrolytes and all the minerals that are in the bags. But, I mean, it seems like a cool idea. I could have used it several times back in the day when I had some really bad hangovers.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're very inexpensive. I think they're, you know, 100, 200 bucks a piece, but well worth it if you can't see straight, you know. But hydration is the key, as we know, to at least reducing the hangover. So, you know, the best thing you can do is to hydrate prior and hydrate all throughout the night as you're drinking, rather than waiting till you wake up and needing one of the IV drips. So,
I think a lot of people don't want to drink water while they're doing it for two reasons. First of all, you get really bloated. And second of all, I think people are afraid you're not going to get as drunk. Does that make any sense?
Well, that's the point.
Exactly. I mean, and you're going to be peeing your ass off all night long.
Right.
So that's kind of the point. If you're drinking 19 Jack and Cokes with 19 glasses of water, you're probably going to be really bloated, peeing all over yourself. And you won't get as, but that's kind of the point. You're right.
But say you drink a glass of water in between drinks and you do feel more bloated, right? You'll probably drink less because you're bloated. So it might cut your drinking in half. It'll save you a lot of money too, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. InfoTonyCurryRadio.net, InfoTonyCurryRadio.net. Yancey in Montgomery wants to know, what is the craziest or most wonderful spa experience that Stuart Rome's ever had? Have you done something out of the country? Have you done anything with wild animals? Give me one of your wonderful, done anything with wild animals, but I mean, have you ever been, if you've done something wild with a damn wildebeest, I'd like to know about it on their show.
I hadn't. I mean, you know, some of the girlfriends back in the day, maybe you could consider that, but just kidding, of course.
Yeah.
I would say, I think my favorite spa experience actually was in Cabo, not this time, but, place called the one and only Palmilla, which is a beautiful resort in Cabo. And the spa is just beautiful. The whole grounds are beautiful. The whole resort is just gardens and gardens and gardens. But the spa is, it's kind of like it's outdoorish, but you check in and then you go to like these individual villas.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like one building and you go to room number 2, 3, 4. You're going to go to say villa number 3. So you walk through the gardens. My wife and I did it. We had a couples massage and you have your own little villa and there's a full shower and everything in there that you would need, before and after. It was just a great experience, and the incense burning through the gardens, and just a really, top notch. But it was probably $1,000, for that one, the services that we got. But it was, it's worth it if you want to splurge on occasion to do that kind of thing.
I actually, I know exactly what you're talking about. I was there on my honeymoon. My wife gave me a spa treatment as a gift, and then the next day I was supposed to go play. What's the golf course down there? The famous golf course the seniors play down there. I forget what it's called. Anyway,
several, but Palmilla does have their own course.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. El Dorado is called the golf course. Yep. And I was supposed to play golf, and I was like, hey, would you mind if I went ahead and not did the golf and did the spa thing again? And she's like, I guess. And I said, it was incredible. I don't know. It was just as good as everything I got at Woodhouse Day Spa, but it was just fantastic. And again, I always talk about, why do hot dogs taste so good at stadiums? It's not the hot dog. It's the people you're around. It's the atmosphere you're in. It's the sound of the music and it's the feeling you're in. And that's why, Thanksgiving food always tastes good. And that's why hot dogs and tailgating always taste good. It's because you're having a wonderful. And so when you're getting a spa treatment, in Cabo San Lucas or something like that, it's going to be pretty damn good. And I do remember it being just fantastic. So I totally agree with you. It's wonderful. Good question. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. info@TonyCurryRadio.net. All right, we're remembering Ace Frehley and friends. Give me another song here and we'll do some more email. Go.
All right, we're going to go with another band I've seen several times. This is Def Leppard, and the song's Animal.
Animal from Def Leppard. They just played the Coca-Cola Amphitheater, the new amphitheater down here in Birmingham several weeks ago, and it was one of the best Def Leppard concerts I'd ever seen. I couldn't believe it.
Yep.
It was good. Fantastic. Emails, info@TonyCurryRadio.net, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. Another Pete here in Birmingham said that I heard you guys talking about this massage robot several weeks ago on the show, and I just did a little research here. Super Bowl champion Tom Brady and wrestler Logan Paul have now joined the massage robot outfit called Aescape. It's AESCAPE. Evidently, they're now owners in that kind of thing. So if that's something you're into, it's more expensive than actually having real hands in your body. I don't really get it. I don't understand why you'd want to have a robot giving you a massage when you could actually do a real human being, outside the idea that maybe it's just really embarrassing for you, or you just don't feel comfortable having another pair of hands on your body.
I guess that could be part of it.
It's kind of the whole idea, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really talk bad about something I haven't actually tried.
Yeah.
But, so I do want to try it. I've seen it a couple of places. I just want to go see what it's all about. But, for me, the human touch, I just, I can't say a robot, like we've spoken many times, robots can replace a lot of jobs, obviously, like in the auto industry and many other industries, but I just don't see it.
No,
I don't see replacing the human touch of a massage. So hopefully that's the case. You know, else I'm going to have 10 robots working for me one day.
Yeah. And listen, you know, some people like to go in and they don't want to say a word. I certainly get that. I always tell my person, listen, I don't mean to be rude, but I'm probably going to fall asleep during this. I try not to fall asleep because then I feel like I'm not enjoying the massage to its fullest extent. That's why I always go in there and get the 2-hour job because I know I'm probably going to sleep. Or sometimes I'll come in 45 minutes early and I'll take a nap on your couch. Which you're allowed to do. You go in there to the wellness area, and just take a nap, so you're not so damn tired, when you go in there. So you can,
we recommend it, we recommend coming in early and staying after, because that's all part of the experience.
Absolutely. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net, info@TonyCurryRadio.net. We've already talked about the 6 or 5. Yes. Stuart Rome is back. I know you're happy. Chill out. We got some more songs here from Van Halen and AC/DC we'll get into as we remember the great Ace Frehley, and do it with his friends as well. Stacy in Birmingham wants to know from Stuart Rome, what you know about longevity retreats. There are these things, I guess they're kind of coming out of the woodwork for hormonal health, the nervous system, health. Basically, it takes care of not only obviously your skin and your physical well-being, but also takes care of your brain and your nervous system.
Yeah.
And it goes over the course. We talked about doing these dark rooms where you're up on a mountaintop for 3 or 4 days with no phone. You're in the dark for 3 days. I don't know about that. But can you tell us anything about longevity retreats? And is it something you would suggest?
Yeah. I mean, I've kind of been on, it's not really called that, but it's very similar. They have a bunch of resorts. There's, of course, a bunch in Arizona, those kind of places where you've got some high-end spas, but it's more of a regulated type thing. You're going to go for probably 5 to 7 days, and it's, you know, everything's there. You don't leave the place. They have the lunch, breakfast, lunch, dinner, you know, light cocktails. They try to tell you not to do too much of that because that's the whole point of being there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they have spas, but during the day they'll have, you know, you can sign up for all kinds of different things. You can sign up for classes, Zen classes. You can do yoga. You can meet privately with, you know, a health therapist or even a nutritionalist if you want to adjust your diet. So that's all kind of things that you can pick from when you go there. And I highly recommend it, you know, especially you go with somebody else or you go with a partner. That's usually it's really a good deal, and it does really relax you, because like I said, you're not leaving the resort. You're there focused for 5 or 7 days on mental health, physical, with yoga, spa services. The one I went 2 years and had, like, you could do tarot card reading or all those kind of things. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Our good friend Dr. Josh Klepo, he actually went on one of these things. It was it was called a wellness retreat. But it was more physical, where they actually did, he was gone for a week where they were in the mountains of somewhere, I don't know, Peru or something like that. But they did these treatments where they would get, some type of wellness or nervous system treatments, like 2 or 3 times a day. They got one after every meal. He's like, I constantly felt like I was getting a massage, which was wonderful. But then they also went on they went on a 6-mile hike. They had a day of fasting where you weren't allowed to eat, for an entire 24 hours. There was also another 24-hour day where you were in the darkness for 24 hours with no phone, up in the mountains, and said it was like, it was meant to get you outside your comfort zone so you could be in your comfort zone. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And he said it was life-changing for him. He lost like 12 pounds. And then came back and put it right back on. But you had to eat the food that they gave you. And he said, some of the food I didn't like. He said, but it was all health food. It was nuts and berries and shit like that. And there was small pieces of fish and meat. He said it wasn't a lot of red meat involved in it. He said, but he said it was, he said they told you, if you just do everything we tell you to do and do it to the T, you'll be amazed how you feel when you leave here. It'll change your life.
Sure. So yeah. That's the thing. And you can go online and there's, you know, all throughout the country, you kind of pick up a location that you kind of like. If you like desert, you can go to Arizona. There's some up in the Northeast that are in the mountains. And so you just pick a location that kind of appeals to you, and the program that appeals to you, and I'd highly recommend it.
Yep. Stuart, so happy you're back, man. Love talking with you. I'm glad that you've had with weddings and concerts and you've been traveling all over the place. I'm so happy you get an opportunity and you're so blessed to do all those things. You're a wonderful guy and appreciate the partnership you have here with Tony Curry Radio. Love doing these shows and we'll catch up again next week, my friend. We got two more songs though we must play. We're up against it here as we remember the late great Ace Frehley and his friends. Give me your last two songs.
Yep, we're going to have these two bands. I remember all throughout my KISS days, so that's kind of why I have them here. Van Halen, we're going to do Running with the Devil, and AC/DC, You Shook Me All Night Long.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.